just took her eyes, and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight lines coming down from above your head. Use your imagination, the line coming down to the top, and coming down through the center of your head, and the neck, and the spine. And it's coming down into the ground, down and down and down, and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So see if you can see this long straight line of the cloud. You might notice that while you are trying to see this long straight line, you are also sensing, feeling all the space around you. It's just because inner eyes are open to all the directions. Inner eye can't be used. If you try to focus on just one thing, or if you try to exclude something you don't want to see, our inner eye includes everything. Then, amazing enough, we follow our inner eye and include everything. We start feeling relaxed and safe. Now you are firmly grounded. The cross, through this line, all the baggage in your mind starts dropping off one by one. And you might feel lighter and lighter. Your body is lighter and lighter, and then very soon the border between in your body and outside your body will be vanished. So observe the sensation. Observe any kind of mind chatter, any kind of uncomfortable feeling. Just observe everything, you are safe. Now bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Have you stopped controlling? So do not control your breathing, just observe. Rising and out. At the same time, observe your mind. How you feel, what you sense, what kind of thought, images come up in your mind. Now imagine the universe itself or God himself is breathing, and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your body. And when God inhales, his breath is out from your body to your nostrils. Yes, you now stop breathing. But you are breathed. God is exhaling now. And God inhaling now. God breath is in and out. We do need nothing. God breath is coming. And going, but surely it's coming again. You are the heart of universal breath, the prana is given to you. The power of God is in you. This is your home. You are part of the power, part of the prana, part of life force, and part of love. So observe the God's breath, and at the same time, observe your thoughts. Then this listen to me. Thinking and its results are really simultaneous. For cause and effect are never separate. Thinking and its results are really simultaneous. For cause and effect are never separate. What you think is cause. What you perceive is effect. And they are simultaneous. For example, let's see, a baseball hit the window, and window was broken, which is a cause. Baseball hit the window, it's a cause, and next, window was broken. No, they are simultaneous. So the ball is your fault. Broken window is the effect. When you think, you see. There is no gap between them. That's why it's very difficult for us to recognize talk as the cause. And that's why ego makes sense the trick of reversing cause and effect so easily. You are not the effect of the world. The world is effect you, effect of you. Well, we have so many thoughts that we do not want to have shared. But we have to remember that there are no private thoughts. All thoughts we want to keep as private affect everyone and everything, just as every thought does that engages your mind. Fortunately, we are empowered to choose. We can choose peace for all of mind. Let's begin to choose. dissolving your mind again. And pick up your private truth about yourself, about a particular person, about this world, this society, your project, your job. We pick up them one by one. And choose again. Like, let me choose peace instead of this anxious thought about my health. Or help me to choose peace instead of this angry thought against him or her. So do this prayer with each your private thought. We know we cannot change by ourselves, but with the help by Holy Spirit or God, we can do it. Our call is you ask and you observe your feeling. You might find strong resistance. You might find deep relief. Anyway, continue. this quiz called All Mind and for your own personal life. We begin to care about what we think. And as we begin to care, we will begin to heal ourselves. And the world is along with you. Apply this prayer onto anything. Let me choose a piece instead of my thought about myself that I'm not good enough. Instead of worry, instead of fear, instead of giving, instead of thinking of weather. Instead of all the grievances, let me choose peace. I want to experience peace instead of conflict, instead of war, instead of anger, fear, lack, death. God's breath is in and it's peace itself. We can choose to remember this instead of focusing on any grievances. We can create peace and love by remembering this. We can choose abundance instead of lack. can choose it out. Instead of the sense of separation. You are not alone in experiencing of your thoughts. Today's prayer is from Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 19. So once more, feel the peace of coming and going and coming. You are a part of peace. And love. You are protected and you are empowered. So slowly put your head down and come out of the meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. We have the three announcements today. First one is next week is the 11th. So, I'd like to have a little bit extended meditation, not only for 911 and 311, but also any kind of 11 for anybody. Each of us has their family 11. So then we'd like to meditate together. So and we start the same time, 6:30, but meditation will be till the 7:15. So please join us and I really appreciate it.